There will be much discussion in the coming week about the diplomatic maneuverings following the liberation of the American soldiers. As Sylvia Poggioli just said, the release can be seen as a diplomatic coup for President Milosevic, and there will be considerable pressure on NATO to respond in kind. But for the families of the soldiers, politics takes a back seat to welcoming their men back home. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
Vivian Ramirez had prayed for a reunion with her son, Army Staff Sergeant Andrew Ramirez, who she calls Little Andy. And after more than a month of keeping vigil, encouraged by thousands of phone calls and email messages of support from around the world, she packed her bags last night to bring him home.
Cry. First thing I'm going to do is cry when I see him, and then I'll hug him. Then I will not let go. I will not let go. And tell him how much I love him.
There already are big plans for homecoming celebrations in the East Los Angeles barrio where Andrew Ramirez grew up. His mother, sister, and brothers plan to meet him in Germany. A few days ago, Ramirez and his fellow POWs were shown in new video footage from Kosovo. Vivian Ramirez noticed her son looked a little thin, so when he comes home, she plans to fatten him up at a local burger joint.
His favorite is In-N-Out, so he'll probably want me to drive him to In-N-Out. He'll say, forget your dinner, Mom. I want to go have a double-double.
A few weeks ago, on Easter Sunday, Ramirez had high hopes when Yugoslav captors said they would release her hijo, her son, and his companions, Christopher Stone and Steven Gonzalez. That didn't happen, but finally, late last night, Vivian Ramirez received the phone call she's been waiting for from Andy saying, I am free. During a news conference before he was turned over to the U.S., she said she has the Reverend Jesse Jackson to thank.
He's a lifesaver. He will be my hero. He will be my hero when he brings my mijo home. I really do thank him.
Jackson's diplomatic mission to Yugoslavia was originally frowned on by President Clinton, who said NATO couldn't guarantee the diplomat's safety. The White House had said freedom of the soldiers had to be unconditional. Jesse Jackson asked NATO to stop bombing Kosovo in appreciation of the soldiers' release, but the bombing went on, as it has been since March 24th. Like Vivian Ramirez, Rosy Gonzalez, the mother of Army Specialist Steven Gonzalez, said she's grateful for Jackson's efforts.
We feel that God is using him to accomplish things like this, and I thank him from the bottom of my heart because he was determined to go there. He was determined to see him, and he was optimistic about getting him, even though there may have been a lot of doubts from a lot of other people.
Rosy Gonzalez and her husband Gilbert say they can't wait to bring Stephen home to Huntsville, Texas. Their house is also decked out in hopeful yellow ribbons. And like the other anxious families, they also received a letter from their son, delivered last week by Red Cross workers.
Through this whole ordeal, even though he was the one really suffering more than we were, I know he was just constantly thinking about how we were doing. And he hoped, even in his letter, he said he was so sorry. He was so sorry, and that he hoped that we'd be able to go on with our daily business and go on, but I think it was...
That's the kind of person he is, so more concerned about his family than about himself.
Rosy Gonzalez says when she first saw on the TV news that the POWs would be released to Jesse Jackson, she thought she was reading the captions wrong. It was that shocking. In Michigan, Christopher Stone's relatives declined to comment. His wife, Tricia, was said to have had her bags packed and ready to go to Germany as soon as he arrived there. Some of Stone's family members had said they couldn't rest easy until the POWs were back in U.S. hands, but Rosy Gonzalez said she had always had faith that the soldiers would be freed.
God just keeps answering our prayers.
Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.